And so, dear listeners, it's the Battle of the Legs. Yeah, that's exactly what they're calling it. This is Portland Wrestling from July the 3rd of July, just near the Thanksgiving weekend, 1982. That's what I've been looking at, 1982. And you know that recently I've been finding truncated and concentrated versions of Portland Wrestling from this period on YouTube, which is where I'm going for. I'll set myself a task, if you like. This week is full size. Full size and longer. And I like it. And it does end with the Battle of the Legs. But before, so more of that in a minute. Before we do that, we've got Dizzy Hogan versus Chris Adams. And Frank Bonema, who of course is the main commentator and colour man, and introducer and advertising introducer and stitcher togetherer of bits. He will at one point tonight say, we've got two more commercials or one? Okay, have we got two? Okay. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, we're going to keep it here. I love the way that it just, he opens it out to say, well, I want to show you the workings of this. I don't know whether that's because he can't do anything else or whether he thinks it's a good idea. I do, though. I think it's a good idea. He tells us that Dizzy Hogan's brother, not his real brother, Hulk Hogan, played Thunderlips, of course, in Rocky, at this point, Rocky 3, at this point, may be coming to Portland. And according to Frank, he is the biggest wrestling attraction at the moment. That was in 82. That was long before I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. Yeah. So, Frank apparently has fallen out of grace with the people who hold the golf tournaments in Portland. He used to be asked. Now he isn't. He still tells us how good it is to get to the tournament, but come on, someone. I'm not giving him any tickets anymore. Now, we've got a Chris Adams hammerlock here and his superkick, which I don't think has been seen before, not very often. A double quick superkick, he calls it. Very nice. Then a head scissors and a sort of missile dropkick, but then into a headlock. Come on, mate. It's a missile dropkick. We won't have seen that before. At least segue to something a bit better than a headlock. Apparently, Matt Bourne has been recuperating because he won in the match there, because you know that they've been, you know, last week I saw Don Owen, who is the producer, was saying you two deserve each other and I'm sick of you lot and sick of both of you. And last week they fought with security around the ring and it still didn't stop their feud. So they fought in Portland, Rose lost, Bourne won. They then fought in Seattle, which if they'd done this before, you know, and Bourne lost. And he's out of the territory now. And apparently, according to Buddy Rose later, back east, he ran Jesse Ventura out of the territory. He ran Roddy Piper out of the territory. I think he said he ran Andre the Giant. No, he didn't say that one. But the first two, yes. So he's apparently back east now, thinking about, well, licking his wounds probably, I don't know. But anyway, back in the ring, we've got a headlock from Dizzy Adams, yeah, headlock, an atomic drop, which is called a sit-down backbreaker, or a sit-out backbreaker, by Frank Bonema. I like that. And it's a time limit draw, eh? Oh, come on! It was just starting to get going. I don't want him to do a 60-minute Broadway. That would be terrible. But I preferred something more than about 10 minutes. Give him a bit more time. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. Oh, no, they put a headlock on. No more minutes! Yeah, and Hogan won't shake hands. Oh, you naughty gentleman at the end. Now, here's Dr. D, who's, of course, another big part of Portland at this time. And Rose wants him to join the army. Oh, I want him to join the army. Ben Folds 5, told you, the Ben Folds 5. I know you're remembering them now, of course you are. And he's fighting Tommy Rogers, Tommy T.R. Rogers. Come on, mate. You can come up with a much better sobriquet than that, surely. A nickname, a nicky name. Now, we've got Don Owen saying that Dr. D and Rose fought last week and it was a bloody mess. It was. because I saw a bit of that fight. I didn't comment on it, but I saw a bit of the fight because it was on the end of the tape that I saw last week. Tape? Well, you know, digital stuff. Streaming, yes. And Dr. Lee says that he's number one here. He tells Don Owen, who's announcing that he's number one, gets involved. He then pushes Tommy Rogers' head right into the mat, smacks him with an elbow, then smacks him in the throat. There's a Rogers drop kick, and Dr. Lee begs off, offers a handshake, and Rogers kicks him. Tommy, TR, you're supposed to be the face, not the heel. He's not getting this, is he? Then he catches a knee lift coming in, does Tommy, and Dr. D wins with a clothesline and then a slam. You could do that in these days. You couldn't do that now because people would go, what? I just seen him kick out of a tornado DDT. Anyways, it wasn't bad. But then Sandy Barr reverses the result on a DQ because Dr. D was talking to him and telling him how good he was and jawing at him. Hang on. In soccer, football here, soccer in the United States, you can get a yellow card or even a red card for dissent to the referee, but I've never seen anybody doing that before. It's weird, isn't it? Now, here's Rose and Rip, who has a Doctor Who t-shirt on because Dr. D, David Schultz, Doctor Who. Yeah, so he's playing this because he wants Dr. D to join him, but he thinks that he wants Dr. D to join him, but he's always bad mouthing him. It's not the best thing, not the best way to do it, is it? You know, it's like your country needs you, you arsehole. You know, that would never work, would it? You know, do you know what I mean? Your country needs you, you loser. It's not, you know, no one's going to join. Yeah, so he says Bourne's got back east, as I said, and that he is number one, and that he says I'm number one. Rip Oliver is standing next to him, who is the heavyweight Portland champion. He says, and Rip is, well, he's United number one. You can't say Rip's number two because that has a connotation, doesn't it? So and Rip is like number two to me. They want the tag titles. They want to fight Hack and Rocky Johnson, who we'll hear about and hear from later on. And here's your main event, really. It's Henning versus Rose. It's the knee versus knee battle. Yeah, you've heard about the ladder match. You've heard about the no exploding barbed wire match. This is the knee versus knee match. They both got bad knees, you see. Apparently there's a good crowd. People are coming from out of town. And Henning throws Rose into a corner. Rose flips beautifully. He works the leg, of course. That's what you're going to get here. People working the leg. There are no arm bars in this one, let's put it that way. Then Henning follows him out. He kicks the leg. He tries to get a figure four around the post, but unlike modern figure fours around the post, where you lean right back on it, he doesn't, he just stands. It doesn't look very good. There is a single leg Boston with the crowd chanting, break it, break it. Yeah. And Frank tells us it's a no DQ, but you're supposed to stay in the ring. Well, no, it's a no DQ. You do what you like. You can go out to the freeway if you want. It's a no DQ. Anyway, there's a tap from that for the first four to Henning. Now, here comes Hack and Rocky. Rocky does a very... I mean, it's a kidology thing, really. Hack's standing there, Hack Sawyer. And for the second week running, Rocky enters. He walks into shot. So he looks like he's having a bit of an introduction. Yeah, he makes an entrance. And he will accept Rose and Oliver's challenge next Sunday. And Taxor doesn't get to say very much. Okay then. So back in the ring, there's a Rose chair to the knee. And then he cranks on the leg. And Henning really sells well. Then Kurt cranks on his knee. And Rose has to get out of the ring. But he hops out the ring. It's really well done, actually. Then a Rose steel chair to the knee around the post. And his own half crab for another tap. So they both got half crabs, they both got taps, it's one all. And here's Dr. D, who won't forget Rose, and he says he was born standing up. I know it's a part of a song, but just imagine that. Blimey, that must hurt. Now, Frank then talks to the control room, how many have we got, how long have we got, and advises fireworks safety for little kids. If you're a little kid, do not play with fireworks. Get the bigger kids to do it, he says. No, don't get the bigger kids to do it. Get the adults to do it, Frank. The adults should be doing it. Supervision. Don't say, don't get the 8-year-olds to do it. Get the 11-year-olds. No, 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 no. Oh, well. Right, and anyway, Eric places a chair on the knee. In comes Dr. D. On the knee is Dr. D. He knocks Rose to the floor because he's on the outside anyway, and then waits for him in the ring. And I think Hennig's sort of saying, we've got a match on here, mate. Turns around and smacks him as well. And that's it. So the battle of the knees, the battle of the knees, doesn't really come to fruition. And I didn't need it. Ho, ho, ho. Then Buddy's interviewed. And the great thing is, he's sitting down. He's upset that Hennig tried to break his leg. He goes, no DQ, mate. Battle of the knees. I mean, the clue's in the title. What else do you need to know? You signed the contract, battle of the knees. Well, I don't... I mean, do you think he'll try and break my arm? I don't think that's something you should be worrying about this time. He wants people to stay out of his way. The great thing is, though, he doesn't say it in any kind of, stay out of my way, losers. He's quite plaintive with it. Just stay out of my way. It's like... it's as if he's being assailed from all sides. And he's, the great thing is, he says that since Dr. D hit him, knocked him down, he can't hear out of his left ear. He's going to go to the hospital for his knee, and he's going to charge Hennig for it, and he's also going to go to the hospital for his ear. He's going to charge Schultz. You'll need two bills, Doctor. I need two bills. We have the NHS, you see, and I'm very smug about that. He doesn't want any more of this, and he does this so well, Rose. He seems as though he's all bravado. Not all bravado, because he can certainly do it in the ring, but that he's not really the great fighter and the tough guy that he thinks he is. So good. You need a bit of that in your heels. Well, and in your heel. Certainly if someone's cranking on it, as they were in this episode of Portland Wrestling. The battle for the knees. I mean, it shouldn't have been great, but it blooming well was. And the whole thing was rather good. So pleased to have seen a full hour and a half of this. Well, just over about an hour and a quarter. Lovely. Frank Bonema's great. I'm really getting to like his work. Buddy Rose is a great heel. And the crowd are loving it. And there is a reason for that. The wrestling is great. Funny that, isn't it? Ta-ta.